Would you survive a maniac with a chainsaw? What about a machete? How about a knifey glove? Carol the Cat will review and teach you how to survive any horror movie. Take your seat and prepare to get some learning with the Scream Queen Survival Manual.
Hi, this is the Cinemistress, and I did not go to the movies. Yeah, that's right. I had a busy week, and I was unable to make it into the theater. So, I decided to do something a little bit different. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a bit of a horror junkie. And over the years, I've amassed a startling array of horror DVDs and VHSs, a lot of which I have yet to watch. Or I haven't watched them in a very long time. So I decided what I would do is grab a random horror film, watch it, and determine two things. One, would I survive this horror film? And two, am I going to keep this horror film? Please be warned, for these episodes, I'm going to dismember these films, so there are going to be spoilers. And for my first experiment, I decided to go with a classic. I had no idea I actually owned this film, as I'm not a particular fan of this style of horror. But let's give this a go and ask the question, would Carol the Cat survive the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? First, let's get into the nitty and the very, very gritty and run down the plot of the film. We begin with a narrator telling us that what we are about to see is completely true. So we know going into it that it is completely false. Tiny bit of trivia, that narrator is John Larroquette, who apparently was paid with a joint. Dan Fielding came cheap in 1974. We then meet our cast of victims. We have Kirk, he's kind of stupid, Pam, she's into astrology, Jerry, he drives the van, Sally Hardestay, who is our last girl standing, and Franklin Hardestay, who is Sally's paraplegic brother. Our van of victims are traveling to a graveyard somewhere in Texas to check on the remains of Sally and Franklin's grandfather, because apparently there's been some grave robbing and some desecration, and they went to make sure that Grandpa was okay. I assume Grandpa is okay, because you don't hear anything after that. On their way back, they decide they're going to stop at the old abandoned Hardestay homestead and check it out. While driving to the homestead, they spot a hitchhiker and pick him up. This is key point number one. And this dude is obviously crazy. He gets in the van, he cuts himself, he takes a picture of Franklin and then burns it, and then he cuts Franklin, and then they finally kick him out of the van. They realize they're almost out of gas and stop at a gas station, only to be told they have to come back in the morning because the tanker hasn't delivered gas to the station yet. The creepy proprietor then sells them some very suspicious-looking barbecue. So they decide to wait the night out at the Hardestay homestead and then get gas in the morning. Kirk and Pam go looking for the local swimming hole, because it's Texas, and no matter where you are, there has to be a swimming hole somewhere within walking distance. I think it's Texan law. But instead of the swimming hole, they find another house. Kirk decides he's going to knock on the door and ask them if they have any gas to sell them, and in spite of the fact that no one answers the door, he finds a human tooth on the porch and hears pigs squealing from inside the house, Kirk decides to go in anyway. Key point number two. Enter Leatherface, who dispatches Kirk with a sledgehammer. Pam goes looking for Kirk, and once again, ignoring the fact that no one's answering the door to the house, she walks in and meets up with Leatherface, who dispatches with Pam by hanging her on a meat hook. Jerry decides he's going to go looking for Kirk and Pam, and happens upon the Leatherface house. And once again, ignoring the fact that no one answers the door, he walks in, finds Pam in a freezer, and is dispatched by Leatherface with a sledgehammer to the head. Leatherface then has a freak-out moment and contemplates what the heck he's doing with his life. Sally and Franklin decides, what the hell, everyone else has walked off, we might as well do the same, so they decide to go looking for the others. We are then treated to Sally attempting to push a wheelchair through the woods. Thankfully, Leatherface shows up and puts her out of her misery by chainsawing Franklin. Yeah, 52 minutes into the film, we finally get our first chainsaw kill. We are then treated to about 10 minutes of Sally screaming and the sound of a chainsaw. Finally, Sally finds a house, and although no one answers the door, she goes in anyway, because why not? Everyone else has. And runs upstairs to hide, but oh no, it's the Leatherface residence and there's two desiccated bodies up there. And Leatherface comes running up and kind of forgets that he lives there and chainsaws down the front door. Sally, unable to get back down the stairs, decides to jump out a two-story window. Good for you, Sally. She then gets up and keeps on running, and we're treated to another 5 minutes of screaming and chainsaw. Sally then makes it back to the gas station with no gasoline and some pretty sketchy barbecue, and the proprietor looks like he's going to help her, but in fact he's not going to help her because he is in fact Leatherface's dad. And Sally grabs a knife and within seconds loses a knife fight to an old guy with a broom. Sally, my respect is dwindling. So Dad ties Sally up and drives her back to the house and along the way picks up the hitchhiker, because of course that crazy dude is part of this family. There is a very funny moment where Dad is pulling Sally into the house and says, "Look what your brother did to the door!" because Leatherface had chainsawed the front door. But hey, dude, you raise a chainsaw-wielding maniac, you're gonna have some home repair, so that's on you. We are then treated to the worst dinner ever. Sally is tied to a chair made of human bones. One of the desiccated bodies upstairs actually is not dead, that's Grandpa, and they bring him down for dinner, which for him is sucking on Sally's bloody finger. But hey, at least Leatherface put on a jacket and makeup. Ew. The dinner goes on far too long with them just yelling at each other, and finally they decide to let Grandpa kill Sally. So they try and give him a hammer, and he's trying to hit her in the head, but he's like 110 years old, and he can't hold anything. And Sally gets away, and jumps through yet another window. Damn, girl, use a door. And she runs off, followed closely by the hitchhiker and Leatherface with his chainsaw. But she makes it to the road, and a semi comes barreling down and squashes the hitchhiker, and smearing him all over the place. The driver of the semi actually gets out and tries to help Sally, but then Leatherface shows up with the chainsaw, and he goes running off into the woods. But not before throwing a wrench at Leatherface and beating him in the head. Good on you, driver. I'm not quite sure why you didn't get back in your truck and drive away, but hey, you helped. I'm hoping he got away, because he did actually help. But you never know what happens to that driver. He just runs off into the woods. Thankfully for Sally, another pickup truck comes along, and she jumps in the back. And the driver drives off, and Sally stops screaming finally, and starts laughing. And meanwhile, Leatherface dances around the middle of the road with his chainsaw. And that is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And can we just pause a moment and look at that name, because this name is a lie. There's no chainsaw massacre here. One person was killed with a chainsaw. Two people were hit with sledgehammers, one was run over by a semi, and one was killed with a meat hook. This is more a random implement massacre. But I guess that doesn't get people into the theater and get you put on the video nasty list. So question number one.
Would Carol the Cat survive this movie?
I can say unequivocally, yes I would. There's three key points here. Point number one, 10 minutes into this film, they pick up an obviously deranged hitchhiker. And it's not like he starts acting deranged when he gets in the van. He is acting deranged on the side of the road. There is no way I would stop to pick this guy up. None. Key point number two, they stop at the gas station with the sketchy barbecue, and the proprietor says they're out of gas. And Jerry says, "I knew I should have stopped at that other gas station." Yes, Jerry. Yes, you should have. I've driven in Texas. I've driven the back roads of Texas. And I know you never pass up a gas station. You really have no idea where your next tank of gas is coming. So if you see a gas station, you stop and you top off. Doesn't matter if you have 3/4 of a tank or half a tank. You're going to stop and get some gas. So I wouldn't have ran out of gas. Key point number three. Kirk goes to this homestead, finds a human tooth on the porch, hears pigs squealing inside the house, and although nobody has answered the door, he still walks in. I would have hightailed it out of there at the sight of the human tooth, and I definitely would not have just walked into that creepy house. So yes, I would survive this film because I'd never meet Leatherface, and that's the joyous thing about Leatherface. You have to go to him. He's not going to come to you. The dude's a homebody. He gets up in the morning, he puts on his face, he puts on his tie, he goes down to the kitchen and he kills whatever walks in there. You don't walk in there, he's not going to know you exist. The boy ain't bright. So yes, I totally would survive this one. Question number two.
Will Carol the Cat keep this movie?
As stated earlier, this generally isn't my type of horror film. I tend to like my horror a bit goofy or gothic, and this definitely falls into the gritty category. I will say I was amazed at how goreless this film is. It had been a good 25 years since I'd seen this film, and I remember it being far gorier than it actually is. There is very little blood in this film. The most blood you see is on Sally at the very end, and it's her own blood because she jumped through two windows. Most of the kills are done where you can't see them, the one chainsaw kill, Franklin, is done. You can't not see the chainsaw actually hitting Franklin. Matter of fact, this entire film, the only time you see a chainsaw hitting flesh is at the very end when the trucker beans Leatherface with a wrench, and Leatherface falls down and hits his own leg with his chainsaw. So the only time you see the chainsaw hit somebody, it's actually Leatherface. I will also say, I watched the 40th anniversary Blu-ray edition, and they cleaned this film up very nicely. The last time I watched this, I'm pretty sure it was on VHS, and it was a really crappy copy. And it was so grainy and gritty that I think the film felt more creepy than it actually was. This cleaned up copy really removed a lot of the creep factor of watching this film. So yeah, I think I'm going to keep this film. I enjoyed it far more than I thought I would. So final thoughts on Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Body count, we have 5. For tweens and the hitchhiker. Scariest scene? Most definitely that introduction of Leatherface. That scene is frightening. When Kirk walks up that little ramp and Leatherface jumps out and smacks him in the head with a sledgehammer, Kirk goes down and starts twitching and spasming. That is truly frightening. That is a very, very scary scene. Grossest scene? Okay, this one's just me, but there's a scene during the dinner where there's a close-up of Sally's eye, and it's an extreme close-up of Sally's eye, and she has a piece of dirt on her eyeball, and that just squicked me out so much. You can kill people with chainsaws, you can kill people with sledgehammers, but the grossest thing I saw in this film was that piece of dirt on Sally's eyeball, because that was real. I can tell everything else was fake, but that piece of dirt on her eyeball was sitting on there. That beats every other scene for the gross factor. And our creepiest character award goes to the hitchhiker. It was close between the hitchhiker and Franklin because I truly find Franklin to be a very creepy character. He does nothing but play with his knife and he's stabbing the van and he's just a weird character. But the hitchhiker is the creepiest character. Yeah, and it says something about a film that Leatherface, a guy that wears another person's face on top of his own face, came in third. And that is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So I will pick another horror movie out of the bunch and do this again very soon. And until then, I will see you in the theater, where I will review actual movies. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go get some barbecue, and not that sketchy kind, some decent barbecue.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. Find more of Carol the Cat at guardiansofthegeekery.com and purplehairedpixie.com.